a Monday morning, and so a little bit different to hear me on a Monday, but we're getting closer to having that group all lined up. And so just want to talk to you this morning about being prepared. I had Susan and I had lunch with Randy and Jerry Degood, and it was really cool just to be with them. And she made a comment about how people were getting prepared for the hurricane. And so some people went out and bought extra gas. Some people went and bought food and water. And, you know, every person probably has their little bit of different scenarios on what they do to be prepared. But she says, I wonder how many people are preparing for eternity. How many people are preparing for the storm that's going to come one day to the Church in America? How many people are preparing for Christ's return? And so that got my mind going. And so I want to encourage us on this Monday morning to be prepared. But I want to do it in three different ways. First one, being prepared for when Christ returns. And so as you're thinking about this, a verse that just pops into my mind doesn't technically have anything to do with the return of Christ, but it has something to do with salvation. And so 1 John chapter 5, you read these words, and this testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And so as we're working and serving today and the things that we're doing, I would encourage you to be prepared for eternity, to know your verses for salvation. It's not a feeling thing. It's not walking an aisle thing. It's not raising your hand. It's I have Jesus and I have life. And then another way I want us to be prepared is, what are we doing to prepare to stand for the gospel? And so I was thinking about 1 Peter chapter 5. I realized that Peter and the Holy Spirit are writing to the elders of that group. And so he's encouraging those elders to be ready for the suffering of Christ and encourage them. Verse 6, be humble, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brothers throughout the world. And so us being prepared for the opportunity to have a conversation with someone, that means that we are being sober-minded. That means we are being reminded of our humility, that we don't have the strength to do this. That is another thing to remind us out of this 1 Peter, casting all our anxieties. How many times did we look at the radar? How many times did we see if it wobbled? How much time do we spend just praying? And then how does that pour out? You know, we did those things for a hurricane. How does that then pour out for me as I'm praying for the next person that I can be able to share the gospel with, that I can continue to live my life in humility? And so the last one, what are you doing to prepare for a chance to be a light in the darkness? And I think when I'm saying that, I'm not saying stand up, quote a Bible verse for someone who's a sinner that does not have the Holy Spirit and is not being called to live, you know, as a light. But I'm really thinking, you know, Galatians chapter 6, brothers, if anyone is caught in a transgression, you are spiritual, should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watching yourselves, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So here we are. I think it's easy for us to go say, oh yeah, I'm going to go give that verse to this group of people. I'm going to go give that verse to the sinner or that person that's, you know, drunk. Or it seems like it's easy for us to go stand and say, oh yeah, I need to go tell that person they're living in sin. But when I'm thinking about being prepared to be a light in the darkness, how do I go find an individual that is broken? How do I go develop an individual who's broken? I don't want to get caught in sin, but I'm going to bear with someone so that the gospel gets poured out in our community, not law. And I know there needs to be both. There needs to be law and grace. But sometimes it's easy for us just to quote the verse and say, well, I've done what Jesus has called me to do. And so now, no, but there's a grace piece to it too. And so there's a fine balance in all that. And so I'm not saying we stand in grace and we never have the conversation. And I'm not saying that we stand on the corner and say you're on your way to hell and say that we're doing the right thing. I think we have to balance this really well in the society that we live in. And that's all going to be determined how prepared we are. There are a lot of things that are going on in our lives. And so I just want to pause and encourage you as you prepare for the hurricane. Thank God that Highlands County was not beaten, but we have some personal friends in Crystal River that their house has water damage, and so they're ripping out drywall today. There's other stories that we're going to hear about. May we be praying for those people, but also what is our call to help those people? Are you prepared for the return of Christ? 1 John chapter 5, 11 through 13. What are you doing to be prepared to stand for the gospel? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober-minded, be vigilant. And what are you doing to prepare to be a chance to be a light in the darkness? Galatians chapter 6. So three things that we can process on this Monday morning to be prepared for things that really matter. And so Jesus, help us today as we get the opportunity to consider these things. Help us not just to have some more information and knowledge, but may we sit down and make this part of who we are as a person. Apply it to our lives. May we have our own verses for these three things. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Bible Fellowship Church. Let's talk. Have a great Monday.